This, snarled Sawyer Delardrageth, is an abomination. She paced fretfully, her eyes aglow with hate. Sawyer's face was heartbreakingly beautiful, her supple figure the very image of desire. But in her anger, and Sawyer was indeed angered, her demonic heritage was inescapable. Ruby skin and great black wings overwhelmed her noble elf's features, and her slender serpentine tail coiled and uncoiled with agitation. Tell me, Marnim, why haven't you destroyed it yet? Marnim Rytho was a lord of the fairy, and Sawyer's most trusted general. Unlike many of Sawyer's minions, he knew her well enough to sense that her anger was not directed at him, and he did not quail before her rage. Strong old magic guards it, my queen. I would not presume to destroy something of such antiquity without consulting you first. Antiquity? Sawyer snorted. I am 4 times as old as this shameful stone. Don't speak to me of its antiquity. The Daemon Fae Queen stood before the old monument the humans called simply the Standing Stone. It stood 30 miles south of Myth Dranor, at the spot where the road leading to the Sembia met the Moonsea Ride. 20 feet tall, the gray obelisk was covered with old runes and hidden elvish script that proudly, proudly, Sawyer marveled, described how the great elven realm of Cormanthyr had given over the governance of its unforested lands to dirt-grubbing human squatters. Delardrageth colonels would never have descended to such degrading pacts with humans, she spat. With a flick of her wings, she turned her back on the Standing Stone and confronted her chief general. You have now consulted me. Have it pulled down and broken into rubble. Use whatever powers necessary to overcome its wards. I never want to see this emblem of weakness again.
It shall be as you say, my queen.